Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now, broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day, call for help. We were guides, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce.
Hour two begins, and we will actually get to the Ross Tucker sound here. Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman, now an analyst, and he just comments on the game. He's got his own podcast, which doesn't say much because everyone does, but the Ross Tucker podcast is where you could find this particular audio. Stephon Diggs, big part of this NFL offseason so far, traded to the Texans. The Texans now have a big-time wide receiver core. People think a lot of what this team can be, and it's been a lot of positivity regarding the move. People love a transaction. People like trades more than sometimes the actual games being played. They love to talk about front offices as if they have the hope of being a general manager. No one grows up wanting to be a general manager. I've never heard that as a dream. But when you get older, you love to pretend to be one. So a lot of people thrilled with that as my phone's going off. But one guy who isn't thrilled with the particulars of the after-trade negotiations between Diggs and the Texans is Ross Tucker. He talks about it here. Doesn't like cutting off the end of the deal for the Texans, and speaks to giving up a second round pick for it.
You know, I don't like the trade for Stephon Diggs as much for the Houston Texans after this contract adjustment. First of all, you trade a second round pick for only 1 year of Diggs services. You can't get a comp pick because you shorten the contract. And you give him a $3.5 million raise for that same 1 year that you didn't even have to do? They say they're doing it because they want him to be supremely motivated, I believe, to perform very well. What about the opposite? What if Nico Collins is getting the ball a lot? What if they're giving the ball to Tank Dell a lot? I feel like this could really go either way with Stephon Diggs in Houston. And a second-round pick for 1 year, it's a little bit much.
That's kind of the, if you took issue with the trade, and there is some room to kind of push back on that, particularly because they did get a couple third-day picks, and people who have placed a value on that say they really gave up more of a late second, early third, if we're incorporating what they got back from the Bills. But I think his point is reasonable. You're giving up a day two pick, a valuable one, because, you know, it's the Vikings pick. So the Vikings might not be good in 2024. So that could be a pick that's pretty high up in the second round, and you're giving away that pick for a player who you may only have for 1 year, who you've set yourself up for only having for 1 year. Particularly if let's say he has a great year, and the price tag just is too high. You're not willing to pay, and you're taking that bet. If he has a great year, that means you're probably going to have a good team, but that's not a given. You could be an explosive offensive team, and he could have a great year, and you don't win the number of games you thought you would because the schedule's tougher. And maybe you have Diggs for a year. You make it to the divisional round again. You happen to see the Chiefs, and you go down. Or maybe you see Baltimore. Maybe you haven't done enough to close what is or was at least a large gap between the two teams. You're out in the divisional round, the same spot you are. You were eliminated in 2023, 2024, and now Diggs is on the open market, and you gave up a second-round pick. That's the gamble they're taking. The all-in stuff is great before the results, so you can comfort yourself with, hey, we've got Stephon Diggs, and I'm not talking down on that. I just think I think the Texans were smart not to give him ripping up his deal and giving him an extension at the money he might want. But you may be in a position where you're paying more or you're being asked to pay more to retain him than you're willing to go with. And it might be more than the salary would have been otherwise. Because remember, this deal, the one they got out of, they could cut him after 2024. In fact, after every season in the deal, and it wouldn't hit them with dead cap money. So there were 1 year deals where they held control, but of course you're playing the people and the emotional route where you hope giving him upfront money, letting him be a free agent, makes him the best citizen possible.
Yeah, there's a case to be made that him being on his previous contract, like before they ripped it up, would have been actually more detrimental.
Certainly.
Because Diggs would have been playing for a new contract in which he had 3 years left of,
yeah,
and three kind of fake years left of, because like you said, they could cut. It's basically what the Rockets signed Jock Landale to.
Yeah.
It's actually a very deal.
Basketball team option.
Team option.
But for like 3 years as opposed to just one. It's a team option.
That's what
over and over again. Yeah. Yeah.
And Diggs is probably, I don't know, top 15 receiver in the NFL.
And after he might have been okay with that deal with the Bills where he has had great success, he probably wouldn't have been okay being who knows.
I mean he should have fired his agent the second they signed that contract. Yeah. Wait. Me? I can get cut after every year and just nothing happens?
Yeah. It's a product of, if we've heard about him wanting to win, so if he wanted to win in Buffalo, maybe that was one of the concessions he made, that, hey, we're gonna win, I'm going to be really good, so they're never going to want to cut me. That's a man who doesn't know himself very well, if that's what he thought. Because your attitude...
To be fair, they didn't cut him.
Where they traded him. They got rid of him. Wears on people, and the hope is the Texans, at least they believe they protected themselves from that eventual scenario. But I think there are sides to both. But I understand Ross Tucker's point. If you really like Stephon Diggs and you're giving up a second round pick for him, and then he's great, then you have to renegotiate, and it ain't going to be an easy renegotiation. He's going to hold you over the fire and ring you for everything you're worth or everything you have, and that might not be a number you want to reach. Julian, you called in, and you want to talk about Diggs, trade, and Shogun. Shogun, great episode on Monday. So Julian, I want to stay on the clock. Had some trouble doing that the last couple of days. So we'll get to you on the other side. Just hang on. We'll get to your thoughts on Diggs. Anyone else wants to get in, you can call. Certainly, we'll want to hear from you as well. But first, I want to talk about my bookie. The college basketball season is over. There are no more tournament games to bet on. But sports isn't over. We've got the NHL. We've got the NBA. Hell, we got Champions League. A great couple of matches yesterday. If you want to bet on Champions League, PSG, you can see him. Maybe you got a line on how many goals Mbappe is going to score, or the lack of goals. You can bet on MyBookie for that. Just go to MyBookie.ag. That's the website. Take your viewing experience to the next level with real-time live betting that lets you stream and bet the games right from that website. And if you sign up now and take advantage of a generous welcome bonus on your first deposit, which can go all the way up to $1,000, sign up. Take advantage of that welcome bonus. If you put in $200, you get $300 ready to play instantly using promo code BET975. Cool. And, of course, the fun doesn't stop there. You'll get up-to-the-minute odds, props, and this week's expert predictions to help you decide who to put your money on. And the best part about my book is this. You can bet on anything, anytime, from anywhere. You can be mobile. You can be at home. You can be on the road. MyBookie in that website, mybookie.ag, will take care of you. MyBookie.ag. Use promo code BET975 to secure your welcome bonus today, only with MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
It's the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios with Del Olalea and his intrepid, most outstanding, arguably the greatest producer of all time, the one and only Sean Mapes.
Arguably, Don Staley would say he's one of the GOATs. Just to be diplomatic, one of the GOATs. That's Michael Carroll. He'll join us on Fridays to keep you updated on what you should and shouldn't be watching, which is perfect timing because Julian is here. But I mentioned Champions League during the MyBookie spot, and I did that on purpose because, obviously, that's going on right now. It's one of the bigger sporting events in the world. But it's just to say we are open to all. Like some, you know, regular sports shows, it's like, well, baseball, basketball, college football sometimes when the season's going on, and certainly the NFL. If you have something else you want to discuss, that's why Julian comes in and talks about Shogun, call in. If you listen to the show, we are willing to talk about anything for the most part. Even if you want odds on the next Hollywood actress to go on OnlyFans, we do that here too. So if you want to talk about Champions League, great couple of matches yesterday, call in. We're open to all. But Julian wants to discuss the Diggs trade and some Shogun. What's up, Julian?
Good morning. So the Diggs trade. Now, while I understand it might end up being a high second, which pretty much is a late first, I think the fact that he will be able to teach Nico and Tank, not that they're, like, so horrible, but, like, the nuances of routes and little things that, because let's face it, man, Diggs is one of the, what, top three or four, maybe top two route runners in the league with Devontae. And I think once Tank learns how, you know, these little nuances, it benefits them. Also, why would you want to be paying Diggs all that money later in his career anyways? Let's face it, the dude is a baby back. And you can finish that term. You know what I'm talking about. He led the league in targets. He was 100-plus catches, 1,500-plus yards, 8 touchdowns. They went to the AFC Championship, and he still cried. Like, the whole I want to win thing, yeah, y'all were winning, and you were still crying. All right, now to switch it up. Shogun, you want to wait a day? So it can be 48 hours? I mean, I'm not tripping on that at all.
Well, the show comes out Monday night, so yeah, I guess. You want to call in tomorrow and talk about Shogun. I've watched it, but sure, we'll do the 48-hour model. We'll call in. We'll talk about it. A great into that episode, a crazy into the episode. We'll talk about it tomorrow. But to your Diggs thing, well, the deal with the trade and the contract was the Texans could get out of that deal after every year. And it wouldn't cost him anything as far as dead cap. So that was the advantage of keeping him on his current deal. Now, of course, he might be upset that he's on that type of deal, but that's what they had as a potential something to save them from a potential Diggs blow-up, that they can get rid of him at any point and not cost him anything. But I do understand he could be a problem if he's not happy. And Diggs, the mentor, is something I haven't heard from people, but the question is he someone who wants to do that? Is he a guy who's going to come in and teach a couple of guys? Now he's already training with Tank and CJ Stroud, so that's a good first step. But is he a guy who's going to be a mentor? I don't know. I'm not saying you're wrong. I just don't know because he's never had to really be that guy before. He's just barely over 30, so it's not a bad thought. I don't disagree particularly how the Texans did it, but you know, someone always has a different opinion. And if we're talking about a high second round pick and he doesn't do well because we have a call from Travis who doesn't think he'll do particularly well, then the Texans may be regretting that trade for the second rounder, particularly when you're going all in and the second round pick is a valuable resource when you have to at some point replenish your coffers when CJ Stroud is going to be very expensive at some point. So you're going to want cheaper labor, but the CJ Stroud thing is like years down the line. But it's something to think about. Julian, I appreciate it. We'll talk about Shogun tomorrow. And I appreciate your ability to hold off and drop the 48-hour rule. He's thinking about you guys if you like Shogun and haven't watched it. Thanks, Julian. Talk to you tomorrow.
No problem. Y'all have a good one.
You too, man. You too. Travis doesn't think Diggs is going to do as well as some people think. What's up, Travis?
Hey, guys. Yeah, man. I mean, just because he got Diggs doesn't mean Stroud's going to say, hey, sorry, Colin, sorry, Dell. I can't throw it to you as much, man. He's got a great rapport with Schultz, Collins, Dell. We got Mixon that catches out of the backfield. Hey, Diggs, I hope he has 1,000 yards. But if it's going to be under 1,000, it's going to be this year, I think.
I don't.
But I hope he does well, man.
Yeah, I'm with you on hope he does well. I don't actually disagree with you. The thought that he's going to step in and be the number one is, I think, maybe an assumption you shouldn't make. At least some people shouldn't make. You think about what CJ has in Tank. We know those guys are close. We know once Tank is healthy, he's going to get a share. Nico, Nico's a guy who has, who is apparently going to go into a prove-it year, so you know he's going to want his, and you got Dalton Schultz. You mentioned all the weapons. The assumption that, that a new receiver, though a talented and veteran, is going to step in and be the guy, I think is one where you have to kind of push, you kind of hold off on that. We'll see how it plays out. And if CJ's more of a distributor type where he's going to get the ball to everyone, that's going to be a departure from what Stephon Diggs had to deal with. His best second receiver in Buffalo at any point was like Gabe Davis and maybe Cole Beasley earlier in his tenure there. Look, those guys have been productive with Josh Allen, but we hope and we've seen Nico Collins be better than those two. And we certainly think that Tank is when he's healthy. So I don't disagree. I think it's something that we'll see. But expecting Diggs to come in and be your one, well, that's something to be decided. 1,000 yards isn't a big number for a good receiver. And if he doesn't get 1,000 yards, the Texans may feel pretty good about shortening that deal because it ain't going to be a happy Stephon Diggs. And I'm more on the Stephon Diggs train when it comes to why would you do it. Are you getting 3 years, $50-plus million dollars next in his next deal? I don't know. That's something we'll be kind of figured out, and that'll depend on how he performs as a Texan. So I was a little surprised he was okay with it, but he does get extra money up front, so that might have been all he was thinking about.
And his next deal would include more guaranteed money.
It would. That's the thing that would make him be willing to get rid of that deal.
The guarantee of however many million. I mean, it'll be, tens of millions.
Yeah.
When he is 31, probably into 32.
Yeah, working on that. We can cut you after every year when there's no guaranteed money following that cut. That's something he didn't want to deal with it. So there are reasons to do it for both, and a couple reasons where you kind of question it, at least in my eyes.
Yeah, and if he were to play it out and get cut, say after 2025, then what are you getting on the free agent market too? So you're not getting the benefit of the guaranteed money that he could sign for, you know, next March. He's also getting the kind of downside of he'll be viewed, his stock arrow will probably be viewed as a lower, red arrow down.
Yeah, it's a real bet on yourself from Diggs, and you would expect it from a guy who's had so much success in the league. And if he and the quarter and he stays healthy and the quarterback stays healthy, he should get good numbers, but the lofty ones that would get him a giant deal, either from the Texans or another team who sees him play with CJ Stroud, I think that's still up for debate. I don't think that's a guarantee, but Sean makes a great point about the guaranteed money. No matter what the full contract is, there's a guaranteed money aspect of it that wouldn't be in the old deal that he can secure in the new one. So you can see why he sided with, let me get to free agency, let me perform, and then go get my bag after 1 year with the Texans. Lazy J, I see you. You want to talk about probably Champions League. I don't know why you want to talk about soccer. Ronaldo's not involved, which is your guy. But Real Madrid was involved, and maybe that's your team. They played yesterday in one of two really good Champions League matches. PSG and Mbappe play today. You also have Barcelona and Atletico Madrid. So the big names in world soccer, at least European soccer, have reached the quarterfinals of the Champions League and a couple matches yesterday, a couple matches today. Lazy Day, I'll talk to you if you hang on the other side. We'll talk about whatever you want to get to when we come back.
ESPN 97.5.
The Del Olalea Show continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's your host, Del Olalea.
Welcome back to the show. As I said, this show, we're open to all topics for the most part. And there's a big international tournament going on right now. It stretches over months. The Champions League, but we're deep into the quarterfinals. The first leg happened for the likes of Arsenal and Man City and Bayern Munich. Harry Kane, formerly of Tottenham, scored a penalty against Arsenal. That's what he does. He scores goals against Arsenal. So if that's something you want to discuss or anything else, you can call in. Talk about it. Lazy J wants to talk a little soccer. What's up, Lazy J?
Hey, Dale. What's going on, brother? Yeah, I want to talk about some Real Madrid. I know you said Ronaldo's not there, but he was definitely present in that game yesterday. I don't know if you saw Rodrigo do a celebration. You know, Messi don't have a celebration. So, and then also Bernardo Silva scored within 2 minutes. You know, he's Portugal too, so I could have sworn he learned a lot from Ronaldo too.
Of course, make it all about Ronaldo. Okay, sure.
Yeah, no, I wasn't even going to bring him up, but, you know, he is the GOAT, so, and you brought him up first,
he is
so,
not.
You know, I just had to, you know, piggyback on, you know, what you were saying.
He's not the GOAT.
I know what you said in the listening party a couple years ago.
No, we'll talk, you know, Lazy J, people don't know about Lazy J, but if you do, I apologize, but I'm going to let you know that Lazy J is one of those, like, LeBron-type fans. In fact, I think he is a fan of LeBron, who will follow.
LeBron's the GOAT.
Who will follow a player no matter where they go. He will wear the jersey of a team just because the player is there. I think you owned, or maybe you still own, a Juventus jersey because Ronaldo played there?
Yeah, Juventus. I still got that one hanging up.
So when you're listening to...
I didn't want to get the Saudi one, though.
Okay. When you're listening to Lazy J call, realize that's the type of fan he is. He's not a fan of teams. He's a fan of players, and no matter where they go, he follows. In fact, I'm sure he has like a LeBron's Twitter stan account. I'm sure under a name. I'm sure it is.
Yeah, yeah. I got one of those spam accounts. I had two quick questions on it. I want to get your thoughts on Neymar. Do you think he's the Melo of soccer? You know, he's always going for money instead of really. You know, he was supposed to be the next big thing, but I just felt like he just follows the money. Whoever gives him the most money, that's where he wants to go. And then also, I want to get your thoughts on. What do you think about Real? I think they really have a chance. I mean, they had a lot of goal scoring opportunities yesterday that they just didn't hit on. Haaland, he just disappeared. He disappeared last year when they played him. So I just want to get your thoughts on that. Is he washed, or do you think he's just, you know, because I couldn't see him in the game at all yesterday. He was horrible yesterday. And that was last year also with Haaland. So just want to get your thoughts on that. Love the show.
Yeah, Erling Haaland is the striker for Man City. I don't think he's washed. I think the Premier League is maybe the greatest league in the world, and he's pretty good there. But Champions League is a little different. Champions League kind of makes people and sometimes breaks people. I think he'll be fine. But if you're asking me about Real Madrid, I'm not gonna count out Real Madrid in Champions League. He mentioned GOATs a couple of times. They're the GOATs of Champions League. Real in the Champions League, particularly in a quarterfinal. Now, that their first match was at home, was a tie. Now they have to go to Manchester to see they have to go to the Etihad to see Man City. So, sure, they're at a bit of a disadvantage, but it's a route. Why would I ever question their ability to get through a tough leg of a Champions League quarterfinal and make it to a potential final? Just say they're like the Astros. Well, maybe not this version of the Astros, but other versions where you just expect them to be in a spot where they're competing for a title, and Real Madrid is there. And they were prolific, had some great goals. In fact, that whole game was filled with great goals. And that's why I brought it up today, because that's an entertain. Those are the best players in the world playing in the best competition in the world. And check it out. Like, I know the NCAA tournament has kind of dominated the conversation as far as middle of the afternoon events to watch the last couple weeks. But if you want to see the best of the best, tune in today. I think the matches start at 2 p.m. Paramount Plus has those, maybe CBS Sports Network. I'm not sure if you can find it on regular cable, or maybe you have to have the Paramount Plus streaming service. So I don't know about that. I have Amazon, I have Paramount Plus, so I watch them that way. So check them out. Champions League quarterfinals, the best teams in the world, some of the biggest teams in the world as far as their names going at it to decide who gets to the semifinal. If the matches today match what the matches were yesterday, you're in for a good time. Tyler wants to talk about Haaland. Hey, Lance. Lance is out there. Lance roots for Everton. He doesn't know anything about big-time soccer. We're talking Champions League. You want to come in and talk about your terrible team? Champions League? Yeah. That's right. You don't. Everton has nothing to do with that. They're terrible. Barely staying up in the Premier League. But Tyler wants to talk about Erling Haaland. What's up, Tyler?
Hi. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Tyler.
Yeah, so... Erling Haaland gets this reputation like he is a goal-scoring machine, and he is against, like, the bottom half of opposition. Every big game that Man City has had this year, he's a no-show. He's a ghost. You could put him on a milk carton. They should have beat Chelsea, and he missed, like, three big chances. He misses the most big chances out of anyone in the Premier League, but we don't talk about that.
Yeah, we've got Erling Haaland slander, Lance. We've got Tyler, who questions his ability to show up in big moments, and Lazy J called in, said he disappeared in the Champions League. But you wouldn't know.
No, I wouldn't know except from watching. But here's something. Can we also talk about Man City? How, for some reason, my Everton team has been hit with reductions twice. We got some cheaters of them back. Man City has the same issues, but they keep things tied up for so long that they haven't been. Like, how does the Premier League get away with penalizing only certain teams, and the other teams that they say are going to get penalized don't get penalized?
Or they're the NCAA. You punish, Alabama did something, you punish Portland State. That's, we're not going to punish one of the, they're not going to punish the top six.
They have the same issue. Drop their points.
They're not going to punish the top six. You should realize soccer's corrupt. I don't know if you've heard.
This is super corrupt. This is bull crap.
Lance is a
I'm a 10-year watcher.
Lance roots for a team that is like the 90s version of the Clippers.
It's not that.
Yes, it is. I mean, they're in a city with a dominant team who has a big name, Liverpool. They're the Lakers. And you're the Clippers, who at times have risen up, but for the most part have been trash.
90s Clippers, maybe.
Yeah, the 90s Clippers.
I mean, we had Danny Manning.
All your players are like Rodney Rogers.
We had Danny Manning for a while.
You did.
In Lukaku.
And then he left. Yes.
Yeah, I got in 10 years ago, like, okay, I'm finally going to do it after watching World
Bunch
Cup.
Of Keith Kloss is on his roster.
And so it's true. We got, except smaller and slower.
Yeah.
And then I realized it took me a couple years to realize, okay, I accidentally chose the Texans as my team of soccer. And then I really found out what everyone meant, that the Big Six, like, you're just a feeder league. Everyone else, you're a feeder league to everyone else. And I started seeing some of my favorite players leave, like Lukaku. I really didn't care about the other ones. The other ones stunk. And I just realized, wow, I'm stuck. Because I'm not changing teams now. I'm not a team jumper. But I realized, wow, this is going to offer. It's more exciting when you're fighting for your life in relegation than it is to be 11th.
True.
Mid-table.
My team is 13th. They're fine. They're going to be safe for a second year. They used to be one of those up-and-down teams where they would be in the top Premier League and then drop down to the championship. That happened like 4 years in a row where they're up-down. This second year in a row that they're going to be safe. Yeah, the Premier League is about finding a moment where Arsenal comes to town. You win a game at home against Arsenal, but then you realize that's great, but you're never going to compete for a title.
It's irrelevant.
You're never going to win.
The win is almost irrelevant. It just gives you excitement for that time.
Yeah,
it's got to be in some ways it is like small market baseball, although even small market baseball has its moments, but it's not sustainable,
like,
small market baseball.
Leicester City did, I mean, they couldn't continue that, but like what Tampa has become. Tampa's a team who's always competitive and compete for a title.
Leicester City winning was legitimately like Buster Douglas beating Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Like, it's whatever the biggest upset you can think
of.
I'm
trying to think of an
American.
And
Jamie Vardy went on a run that year that was unimaginable.
Yeah, I can't think of the comparison because of how professional sports are set up here. They give you opportunities, even if you're smart market. They give you advantages, or at least they give you an opportunity to try to be successful. The Premier League is like, and other international leagues, like, hey, do you want to, can you possibly survive a year? That's how it is. Can you survive? It's kind of the goal for anyone below, like, 10th. Like,
it's Hunger Games every year.
Every year you're hoping and praying.
Every year Everton is in Hunger Games, and we're trying, at least for 3 years in a row now, and we're trying not to get killed and kicked off the island or whatever.
Yeah, because the Leicester City we mentioned, now in the championship,
but I'm more
the league
excited,
below.
But I actually am more into the games. Like,
you
I know when
be.
There, I got to be.
You got to watch it because this could be the game or the loss that determines whether you
and
are
honestly,
playing.
And honestly, we've been relegation champions the last couple of years where we play our very best in the biggest moments of getting kicked out of the league. So I like to say we're relegation
That's
champs.
Not a thing. Well, relegation champions is not a thing.
It's become a thing.
We got some questions for you. Oh, someone great. Wants to know what kind of shoes you have on.
These are just an exclusive Adidas. They only dropped a few of these.
And you got a pair because you have a connect. The other question is when are you too old to wear J's? You don't wear J's. You're an Adidas guy.
Yeah, I stuck with Adidas, Deutschland.
Is there two?
Actually, I just got I don't have the same connection
speaking of
anymore.
That, Deutschland, no, the German national team, no longer an Adidas team. Starting, I think, in a, maybe 2027. They're
what?
No longer going to be an Adidas. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They're leaving
Adidas. That's like saying Oregon's no longer a Nike team.
Well, there are some deep-seated things beyond just Oregon and Nike that Germany and Adidas have. But yeah, no longer.
No, I think you Jordans are their style shoes. They're you know.
You can always
I think you can always wear them, yeah.
There's your answer to that question. But, yeah.
I'm not a Jordan wearer, but I told my wife I'd get her a pair if she wanted to because girls look kind of cute in Jordans.
They do. Yeah. A girl in J's, the originals, the ones, look good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's got to be the ones. We're not getting Jordan 5s for the wife.
No.
She better have some game if she's going to start wearing. She better be a legitimate basketball player and kind of rough.
Rough?
She's gonna wear. Yeah. You got to be
kind of rough.
Like, you know what I mean.
No, I know what you mean, but what do you mean? You want to tell everyone what you mean?
It's 42.
Oh, look at that. It's time for a break. Time for a break. Let's get out on time. Yeah, Adidas and Germany no longer will be partners starting in 2027. Nike came in and goes, we'll take that. We'll take that. Kind of rough. You can't buy a girl Jordan 1s, or you can buy her Jordan 5s if she's a little rough, according to Lance. Do you think you know what he means when he says that, Sean?
I think I know, but I don't know for sure. That's the beauty of what he said.
I think I have a view because I grew up around girls who wore Jordans and not just the Jordan 1s. They're a little rough. They're a little rough. It was part of the deal. So
I think at least we're on the same.
Yeah,
thing.
I'm not gonna get into what I think rough means, but you guys know. You know. You took two steps to the right every time. You didn't want none from them, mostly because they were down to talk a whole hell of a lot in high school, and I just didn't need that. I'm an avoidance type. I am that now. I definitely was that in high school when I was just trying to get through the day and get home and watch cartoons and eat a chicken sandwich. As Lance said, we're up against it, but not really. It's only 11:43. We have gone far past that at times, but thanks to Lance Erline for chiming in, talking about his awful Everton team. You guys want to call in and prompt Lance to come back in? We'll see if we can do that for you. We got a couple of NFL stories I want to get to. One before we go to break. We've talked about this guy quite a bit as far as the defensive end market, and the Texans have been involved with that. We know they lost Grenard. They signed Danielle Hunter to a shorter deal, but with a lot of money. $48 million guaranteed of a possible $49 million. That number still is just funny to me. That the $1 million that they couldn't agree on to give him a fully guaranteed deal. You think that was just like, hey, we're not going to set a precedent here where we're giving fully guaranteed money to someone?
100%.
That had to be it, right? Why wouldn't you just give him the next million? Why are we messing around with the extra million? That can't be guaranteed over a two-year span. But Josh Allen, the Jags defensive end, not the quarterback that's done with Stephon Diggs and dating Haley Steinfeld, which is the most important part of his storyline right now. He gets a giant deal from the Jacksonville Jaguars. He was a franchise tag candidate, but the Jags come to an agreement with Josh Allen, so he'll get a chance to terrorize CJ Stroud for the next couple of years at least. 5 years, $150 million for Josh Allen. He was great. I speculated that if Grenard was going to leave and if he was willing to make a move, that'd be a guy I would target before I decide to pay Grenard or anyone else. But the Jags made it known that he wasn't going to be available, and they follow through on that. 5 years, $150 million, and he'll make a little bit more than $24 million next year. The franchise tag was set to pay him a little bit more than $24 million, so this extension replaces that. So Josh Allen will be a Jag for the foreseeable future. We'll see what that means for the future of Trevor Lawrence because he has a contract coming up. I'm going to say the Jags will be a little hesitant about giving him the money because, one, Josh Allen has been a performer, and he has been an elite pass rusher. He can get after the quarterback. So Trevor Lawrence, not so much. Not so much when it comes to being elite. He of the blowing a game against Tennessee that cost his team the division and a playoff appearance, and that's the reason the Texans hosted a playoff game and then beat up on the Browns and eventually fell to the Baltimore Ravens. So the Jags make a move to secure their pass rusher. They have some other questions to answer, and they're still far behind the Texans, and partly because, as I mentioned, their quarterback hasn't lived up to the billing. Okay, that'll wrap up this segment. We got one more to go before Gallant and George join us. There's some other NFL news to discuss. Eric DaCosta, the Ravens GM, has some stuff to say about how NIL and the NCAA is changing the draft. So we'll get to that, and we'll get to some other things before we go. One more segment here. We'll be back.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
I gave out golf tickets earlier today, and the rest of the station will do that as well, which reminds me, as I think about it, that we're going to be out at East River 9 tomorrow. The entire station will be out there, so hopefully it doesn't rain. That has been an issue for us a couple times while we're out there. But if you want to come out there and enjoy, they do breakfast pretty well there. Or you just want to gawk at John while he's recovering from his Dallas trip. Boy, I don't know if you listened, Sean. It was bad today. The voice was he was getting beat up. I said it was his voice. His throat was like Connecticut, and he was like the rest of the field, just getting pummeled by whatever was going on in his days in Dallas. The man likes to enjoy himself, and it was clear. You could hear it.
Dallas was Tristan Newton and Donovan Klingon, you're saying?
Yeah, and he was...
Poor old Zach Eady. No, not even Zach Eady.
Zach Eady was fine. He was great.
The Purdue guards.
Yeah, the field. Yeah, the Purdue guards were him, and Connecticut's defense was his throat. It was a bad one for John. Hopefully he feels better. He's got to make the drive back. But we're going to be out at East River 9 along with the rest of us. Sean will be out there. He'll join me out there for the show. So come out there and see us as we celebrate. What are we celebrating? Just being out around a golf course?
Yeah.
The Masters? Is that what it is? We're celebrating the Masters?
Opening round of the Masters.
Yeah, opening day.
It's supposed to really rain in Augusta.
Yeah, we'll see how it plays out. Yeah, we'll be out there. The Masters will be going on as well, so you can come out and join us and enjoy the golf and enjoy the show. So that's good. Good. East River 9 is always a good time, and so we'll be out there tomorrow. Eric DaCosta, as I mentioned before we went to break, he is the general manager for the Ravens team, who – made an AFC title game, was the number one seed, and then lost to the Chiefs, because that's what everyone does. They lose to the Chiefs. He is attributing not only COVID, but NIL deals for making sure that less draftable prospects enter the NFL. He says because of COVID and the NIL, the whole draft landscape has changed. There are less players in the draft this year. There are less draftable players, less underclassmen. I guess that would have been a topic for Lance before he dipped out, complaining about Everton and the Premier League. DaCosta says we're looking to possibly package our seventh round picks. They have a couple to move up because he doesn't think there are going to be guys worth drafting in the seventh round. Now, that could be someone who is unique in his opinion. Maybe others feel that way. I don't know if I've heard that. Maybe I'll ask Lance about it tomorrow. But it is an interesting thought because let's say you're a really good defensive lineman, but you're undersized. And normally in your fourth year, you would leave after. But because of COVID, you have an opportunity to stay. If you're a low-round pick, why wouldn't you stay? Particularly if you play at a big school who has a good NIL package. Why would if I'm an undersized defensive lineman at, let's just say, TCU. It's TCU. You may not think much of their NIL, but it's Fort Worth. They have money, and they want to keep you. The guaranteed money you're getting from NIL is going to surpass what you could potentially make in year one as either a street free agent or a seventh round or sixth round pick, and you get to stay where you've been for a couple of years, where people love you, and go make money. And not go through the grind of potentially getting cut every other week on an NFL roster. Even if you make the opening day roster, you're probably on the lower end, and you can always get cut. I think Eric DaCosta has a point. I think if the draft is actually filled, well, not filled, but has less draftable players, it makes sense for those players not to dip out.
Yeah, especially like you mentioned that you probably can make if. Depending on where you're at, how what your market is. Like, you can probably make pretty similar, if not more, than, I mean, we're mostly talking about fifth and below round picks, right? That's
yeah.
kind of what we're, because if you're in the top three rounds, you're the NIL money isn't probably what's keeping you there, unless you play for Ohio State, who had everyone come back, except for Marvin Harrison, basically. But the money that you're getting not only is a wash, but you also have the opportunity to increase your draft stock. You can be like, you know, one of these Bo Nix, or I mean, these are quarterbacks, Bo Nix, Michael Penix, who if they came out after year three or four of their college football career, probably not getting drafted, or they're late picks. Now they're going to be first or second round picks. And the same can be true for basically any position other than probably running back, where you just kind of want to get to the NFL as quickly as possible with as little carries as possible. But I think basically every other position is like, well, if I'm going to be a 22 or 23 year old playing against 19 year olds, I'm going to look better, and I can't be lower than a sixth round pick. Like, I'm not going to hurt my draft position.
Yeah, depending on the play, I've heard some reasoning that I'm not going to get any bigger or faster. I'm tapped out as far as a development. So if you don't see a path to increasing your draft stock because you play a position where explosiveness and speed play a large part in your game, or even just size. I mentioned defensive end. If you're 6'2", 260 or 255, and that's where you're going to be, maybe you look at it and go, you know what? I can stay here for another year. They're willing to pay me, let's say, $400,000. That might be in the low end, depending on how productive you are, to play one more year in college. Why wouldn't I do that as opposed to taking my chances and hoping I find myself in the right situation where my particular skill set fits defensive profile and defensive system of a team? So I think it's reasonable, what Eric DaCosta is talking about, and I think it's great for the players. Give you one more opportunity, because you may not ever make what you're potentially going to make in your final year of college, depending on where you are and how productive you have been on the college level. So
yeah,
it's just another option.
Yeah, all these sixth and seventh rounders that Eric DaCosta is like, well, normally they're better. Even those guys are in the league for one, maybe two training camps and are out. So mm-hmm. like, and then they go to the UFL.
And they're in the practice squad, and they're not going to make they don't get game checks, or they're not making the money that you could get for spending another year in college.
Yeah, and again, those are the good.
The good ones, yeah.
Those are the good ones.
The ones he actually wants, not the ones he doesn't think even are capable of being seventh-round picks.
So it's like, yeah, can I make, a couple $100,000 playing at, like you said, TCU or
whoever. Yeah, I just picked a
UCF,
school.
UCF,
yeah.
Whatever. Like, yeah, sure. I'll do that rather than – and still, you know – get the college lifestyle, I'm sure plays a little bit
very
a part
enjoyable.
Of it.
Yeah. Big man on campus as opposed to small, instead of a small fish in a giant pond. Yeah. You, instead of doing that. So that's an effective NIL that I think helps the players. I think most of it does. But if the NFL has less draftable players, so be it, because you're just going to grind them up anyway. We're done for the day. We'll be out at East River 9 tomorrow. The entire station will. But coming up next, Gallant and George, then the Killer Bees. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
ESPN 97.5.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win, like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.